The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, so how to keep your cool when you feel like a stress ball. We are going to talk this through. I don't even need you to get a pen or a paper. I just want you to think about the things that I'm going to say, okay? Because let me tell you something. It took me a long time to come up with this, and it works. So I want you to know it, all right? But here's the deal. I mean, today's stressors are multiple. They're constant, and oftentimes they are prolonged, meaning there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There is no end in sight, and that in and of itself can be yet another stressor. And when you are overly stressed, guess what? It's quite easy. What I call you have a decrease in stress resistance, all right? So it's so easy to lose your cool. Now, I've seen this many, many times in my patients, and unfortunately, I've seen this with myself as well. I will just tuck myself, not throw, under the bus. But when you lose your cool, guess what? It makes all of your stress worse because any situation can get worse. We all know that it's not the best behavior that we want to be showing, and we never really feel good about it afterwards. I kind of call it the short fuse syndrome, okay? So we're going to learn how to keep your cool and lengthen your fuse during times of strife. I mean, think about it. There are so many. Your commute in terrible traffic, angry clients, terrible customer service agents, aggressive coworkers, a fussy family member, the holidays. Oh my gosh. There's a big provocateur right there. So believe it or not, quite honestly, the answer, it's just in your brain. Yep, your brain. All right. See, our brain is basically equipped with it's the autonomic nervous system, and there's two sides of the nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system, that's the side that controls our response to these multiple constant and prolonged stressors. It's called the fight or flight. It's basically you're going to stand there and fight this bear off, whether it's your checkbook or your the fact that you just didn't get a parking spot or your teenage son didn't clean his room. You're going to fight it off. Or you're going to just run like the Dickens, okay, and get the heck out of there. That's that fight or flight, and that's our stress response. Because back when we had a more natural relationship with stress, guess what? That's what we were doing. We were fighting for our lives. So the stress response is actually geared 100% at the end of the day to get energy to our extremities so we can run like the Dickens, all right? So on the other side, here's the most important part, is we've got the parasympathetic. This little side of the brain rules our ability to rest, relax, and repair. So one of the biggest problems I think we're having in this modern day of prolonged constant stressors is the true imbalance of these of the activity of both of these two parts of our brain, okay? So this simply means, here's what it means, that the sympathetic part of our brain is getting just way too much action, and the parasympathetic part is completely being left in the dust. And I know this for a fact that this happened to me because I went on a cruise with my family once, all right? So when you're out on a cruise, if you've ever been on a cruise, and boy, I was against it, but I actually had a lovely time because I was like, oh my gosh, you can't hardly contain me to anything. You're going to contain me to a boat in the middle of the ocean. But it was a big boat, and they had a lot of things for me to do, including get some good vitamin D sun and work out and be with my family. And I thought, wow, all right, I could maybe get used to this. But boy, oh boy, it took me a while to get used to it, because here's what happened. When you're on a boat, I mean, I, of course, let everybody know that they weren't going to be able to get a hold of me. So no phone, no pager. It was during the pager time, so back in the day. No fax. There was no computer. I didn't have to really be stressed by anything, but guess what happened? I could not for 2.5 days settle down and truly be on vacation. And what I call it is an autonomic dysfunction. So what does that mean? Well, you get so programmed in fight or flight that it's almost impossible to get to this parasympathetic place, all right? This parasympathetic place where you rest and relax and repair, okay? But what I've noticed, and I've done exercises after exercises with my patients, is that you can successfully balance out the situation by purposefully, okay? So there's got to be purpose and there has to be intention, engaging in what I call powerful parasympathetic behavior. We can just call it PB, but I'll just say it, all right? It's different for everybody, okay? The behavior is different for everybody, but it is that person, that place, or that thing that helps you unburden. Where is it in your life that you just feel unburdened, okay? For me, I'll just give you an example. Every time I'm actually outside or near wildlife, and I'm not kidding, even my cats, I treat, they adjust their, even the breath of my one cat, I think just, I utilize them by taking a break and sort of playing with them a little bit. If I go for a hike, even in the town of Los Angeles, if there's a bird on the wire, I see a little squirrel, or I was in Santa Fe the other weekend, I saw a bunny just scurry. I've programmed myself to remember that everything, don't sweat the small stuff, and guess what? Everything's small stuff. Just one of those things. It's me being outside or being near wildlife. For some people, it's taking a bath. For other folks, it's spending time with their grandchildren. For other people, it's not spending time with their grandchildren. And the key to this parasympathetic behavior is, guess what? You can't just do it now and then or when it happens to you. You have to do it daily. That's right, daily. Because I've noticed, in order to break this cycle, all right, and work towards really creating a balance and then growing your fuse, it's not going to be the quantity, all right, because we just don't have the time and there's so many stressors, but it's the quality and the consistency. Every single day, you do something on purpose to get yourself into this parasympathetic place. Now, I had a segment the other week to help you unplug from all those devices. I've encouraged patients that have a hard time connecting with their family, and that's one of their stressors, is that there is a no, like, ring, ding, you name it, eye zone, okay? No Iran, Iraq, no news, no iPhone, iPad, iPod, you just nothing. No computers going, that time where they can face into each other. That could be definitely, and once again, it's kind of hard for people that are used to just going all the time to actually stop. And stop that behavior. I'll give you an example. I have a patient who lives on the West Coast, but he works on the East Coast. So every single morning that he turned on his computer, he was greeted with like 3 hours of work, all right? This is due to the time difference. So all the emails that were flying through. And I mean, it was making him a true stress ball. So what we initiated was something called a power pause, all right? This was his parasympathetic behavior. So every morning before he opened his device or his computer, he would just pause. He would remember what was important to him. He would remember his two girls, his family. He would remember that he is in control and that he was going to allow himself to be centered and actually have control over his to-do list instead of opening up that computer right away and let somebody else control your to-do list by all that information coming at you at that one time. Now, he was so anxious to get up and get to those emails because he thought, well, the more that I can fly through them, you know, the less I'm going to have. So he started out and he could only do it for about 30 seconds, but I'm like, just keep working on it. Each day, try to do it for a little longer. So he did, and he stayed consistent with it. And it was a daily activity. There's very few things that I say, hey, yep, every day you got to rock this. You know, sometimes when people are on dietary modifications, you know, we'll talk about a day where they can actually kind of just have what they want. Or with exercise, very rarely is anybody exercising 7 days a week because we got to have that valuable rest. But oh my gosh, with this parasympathetic behavior, in order to balance your autonomic nervous system and balance the sympathetic and the parasympathetic and get your fuse longer so you don't have to be a stress ball, because if you can have a longer fuse, you can handle more. You can respond instead of react. All right, so he kept doing it every single day. He's up to 20 minutes, so it turned into a little meditation for him. He does it daily, and he reports that it's helped him in all stressful situations because he feels ultimately like he's got more control. I love that, right? He's got more control. So it doesn't take long to have a powerful parasympathetic part of your nervous system activated again to help you grow your fuse and get you balanced and keep your cool. All right. It's in your brain. It's the cheapest thing ever because you don't have to pay anything for it. But think about, where is it for you that helps you unburden? Where is it for you that you can just relax, that you can rest, repair, and remember what's really important, all right? I think it's really important because it's going to help you not be a stress ball. It's going to help you grow your fuse, respond instead of react, and I think that's what we need to feel better and to ultimately do better. This is Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD, and stay well.